11. Well, Cowboys defensive end Greg Hardy's expressing regret after photos of his bruised ex-girlfriend were released by Deadspin. He has tweeted he is, quote, grateful to still be playing in the NFL, end quote, even after the photos appeared to support the allegations that Hardy brutally attacked his then-girlfriend Nicole Holder last year. Well, joining us now is a USA Today columnist, Christine Brennan. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Good to be here, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, you've written an editorial about a decision by Jerry Jones to, quote, give Hardy a second chance. You've expressed some disappointment in that decision. Can you talk about that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big believer in second chances for certain people. And frankly, Ray Rice, I wrote a column several months ago saying he's been contrite and it would be a good thing for him to get a second chance, Alan. But in the case of Greg Hardy, I mean, this man is a monster. And I certainly haven't used that word very often to describe anyone in sports, but I've used it in my USA Today columns and I've used it certainly on air. He's a monster. If anyone looks at what he did to Nicole Holder, we now see the pictures. But for me, we heard about this over a year ago, and the words were enough. It was that bad. Throwing her on a futon with four semi-automatic rifles, as well as three or four other guns, choking her, saying he wanted to kill her. The bruises now we see, the welts, it's horrible. And to think that he is playing in the NFL, it's just a terrible message to everyone, especially kids and women, about what the National Football League stands for.
Sure, and so now talk a little bit about the Cowboys ownership now.
Because you've got Jerry Jones, who a couple weeks ago called him one of his real leaders, quote unquote, real leader. And even worse, I mean, again, I'm sure there's some folks saying, okay, he was punished, and he was. He missed all of last year. He did get paid. He was on paid leave, $13 million salary, got that. Missed all but one game, and then he was suspended for four games. Roger Goodell wanted to give him 10 games. And then, of course, the union, unbelievably, which saw some of the pictures, the players' union, actually lessened the 10, wanted, fought for that 10-game suspension, Alan, to go to four games and won. So Goodell wanted to go 10 games. The union had seen the pictures, and still some of the pictures still went to four games, which is just unbelievable to me. But the notion then that Jerry Jones brings him in, he's not contrite. Greg Hardy, in his one little meeting with the media at his locker, made jokes about things, said he was coming out guns blazing after the futon thing, and made jokes and talked about the appearance of players' wives. So the sexism, the misogyny from a man who, you know, if you hope that they learn a lesson. And here he'll be playing tonight, and fans will be cheering for him.
And you got a guy like Ray Rice, who's not in the league, and then you have a guy like Tom Brady, who has gotten about the same punishment for deflating footballs. What does it say?
Yeah, well, that is, of course, confusing to people. Again, I think the apples-to-apples comparison is Roger Goodell wanting to give a 10-game suspension to Greg Hardy. But having said that, Greg Hardy, if you know, to me, should never have been given a second chance because of the egregious nature of his awful behavior.
Christine Brennan with USA Today, so happy to see you. Thanks for your time today.
Alan, thank you.